Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of the Fat Man Little Trail podcast. I am Greg, the Fat Man. I am your host and producer of the podcast. For those of you who were around for episode 1, you heard us talk about screw it, I'm trying, the kind of mentality of getting out into the woods when you're out of shape and kind of what's become my inspiration and mantra. A lot of the people, it's become really popular to get out into the woods and start hiking. Recently, quarantine has shut gyms down, so people are looking for other ways to exercise and really work on their mental and physical health, and it's been really important for me as well. But a lot of people don't really know what they're doing out there either, and I didn't when I started, so I'm trying to pass that information along and help people out. So I'm going to read one of my more popular blogs today. Not all of the podcast is going to be just me reading the old stuff, but I want to kind of let people get an introduction to me with some of these things. I know a lot of people don't like to or don't have time to sit around and just read something, and podcasts are a little bit more convenient for a lot of people's lifestyle. So I wanted to make sure that some of this information was available in both places. I'm obviously not the most expert of people, but I try to keep some humor in it as well. So today we're going to talk about a very important topic: to pee or not to pee. I'm not sure if this topic is controversial or embarrassing or just something people don't really like to talk about. I almost did the podcast under a different name because I didn't want to offend anybody. But it's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to everybody. And I have a feeling that everyone has a different idea of what to do when this happens. So since my blog, again, caters to a lot of the newer hikers, I wanted to give my thoughts. So some of the trails are long, and while you're going to sweat a lot, whether it's winter or summer, you're also going to be drinking a lot of water and fluids to get the hydration back into your body. A lot of the trails you're going to go to are also going to have pit toilets or some sort of facility when you get to the trailhead. Not all of them will, but a lot of them will. So you're good when you get to the trailhead. But if the trail is going to be 4 to 6 hours of calling upon nature, it's pretty natural for nature to come calling back. When I started hiking, I was definitely one of those hold it fellas. I would spend hours hiking and drink most of my hydration pack, trying to wash down all that beef jerky, you know? And I would just do my best to hold it. I figured if my legs were sore, my feet hurt, and I was sunburnt, why not add to some of the discomfort with a full bladder? Then on one of my hikes, the answer just kind of came to me, like so many answers do in the woods. I was in a clearing, and I made eye contact with this deer. And the deer did a little squat and took care of its business and didn't seem to care at all. So now I knew it was physically possible for a being to urinate in the woods. But was it appropriate for a person? Well, it was a long hike, so I Googled it, and all I could find was leave no trace, which is what everybody says, leave no trace. Pack it in, pack it out. And now I was back to a physics problem. If I can't leave anything, is that why they call it taking a pee? Was this entire slang based on an argument aimed at someone trying to beat the system, or was I just overthinking of it? So I decided to phone a friend of mine, text really, because nobody actually uses the phone anymore. So I text my hiking mentor, Scott. He's been helping me out get started. And it was 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and I waited. And I waited. Apparently Scott liked to sleep in that day. Now that I thought that I might get the answer, my bladder kept filling up a little bit further and further. So I was waiting around, and the minutes turned into hours, and I just kept waiting for the confirmation. Finally, while I was near bursting with anticipation, or at least a full bladder, I got my answer. My hiking mentor tells me, get far enough off the trail not to be seen, careful not to step on any foliage around, and try not to disturb anything. Relief at last, I had my answer. Or was he just kind of setting me up? Because Scott's kind of like that every once in a while. Anyways, there weren't many people on the trail in the morning, but it seemed every time that I got the nerve, someone would show up. I'll tell you, if you ever think you're alone on a trail, be like, oh, I think I'm just going to go off and take a little potty break. People will show up. It happens every single time. So I finally found a spot where nobody was around. I thought nobody was around. And I started that little waddle in that not, you know, you're not quite standing up completely. Thighs are together. It's that walk you do when you're a little kid and your parents are like, do you need to go? But then the epiphany came. I turned around a bend and I was about to find my spot, and this older gentleman came from way off the trail back onto the trail. And I said good morning to him, and his response was, "It's a better morning now." And he laughed and he headed back to the trail to finish. And that's how I knew it was okay. You were allowed to go to the bathroom out in the woods. So finally, I had my freedom. My mentor hadn't lied to me. I made my way off the trail and I took care of some of that business. Now I understand it's a whole lot easier for guys than it is for women. And I apologize, I can't speak from the women's perspective, but there are some great blogs on REI about this. It's also important to know that there are still a lot of rules that you want to kind of abide by. If you're up in the high country, for instance, in the tundra area, you really don't want to step off the trail if you can avoid it. If you have to use the bathroom, you need to look for rocks and try to walk on rocks and try to do your business on the rock, because it's important to keep that ecosystem alive. And if you step on grasses and plants and things up like that, they may not come back. So that's important. It's also important to know that Leave No Trace does dictate that you stay at least 200 feet from any water source or campsites. Watch your step and be careful too. That's an important thing. You can be so focused on finding the perfect spot that you're not looking at your feet and you're wondering, you know, you're not on the trail anymore. So you've got to make sure that you're safe when you get out to your spot. And don't lose your way getting back. There's nothing worse than finding your way into the woods and then trying to come back and not having it. But anyways, that's the answer. It is okay to use the bathroom out on the trail. It's going to happen to you. Everyone's comfort level is going to be different. And again, women, I'm sorry that I don't have a better answer for you. But now the standing question, does the bear poop in the woods? This is very important as well. And my answer is simple. No, they literally only go on the trail to remind the hikers whose house they are really in. But that is for another podcast on another day. Thank you for listening to Pee or Not to Pee. Hopefully you had a bit of a laugh. I'm going to be back. I'm actually doing something really exciting. I'm going to take a pre-spring break trip so I can let everybody know what's available, at least in the Southwest area, some things that are available to do for spring break. I know a lot of people are concerned right now. Travel is difficult, so I'm going to do it first and let you know if you can do it as well. And that's going to get you some outdoors things and some hiking that you can do over the upcoming spring break. So keep paying attention to the podcast, and I will see you soon. Happy hiking.